Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin of Masechta Pesachim. Today's share is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Le'il Nishmas Moshe Dov, Ben Shaul Pinchas. Okay, here we go. So up to Lefikach Anachnu Chayavim.
Yeah.
And therefore we are Chayav to thank Hashem for all the miracles and all the great things He's done for us. So this Daf has nothing to do with Pesach. It's entirely Agarata. It has nothing to do with Pesach or Masechta Pesachim or the Seder. Amr of Chista, Amr of Yochanan. The case ka, which is the last pasuk in Bishalach, Haluka.
Right.
The case ka, the yedid ya, achasein. All those three are one word. Now we don't have case ka as one word, okay? But yedid ya, which appears in Navi, also one word. Haluka, one word. Rav Amar, no. Kes ka, umarchev ka, in Shir HaMalos, Nimamakim, right? Marchev ka, achasei, those are one word. Rav Amar, marchev ka, bilvad. Only marchev ka is one word, which we hold it's two words, right? Iboy lehu, marchev ka, Rav Chista mai. What would Rav Chista say marchev ka? Teku, we don't know. You did your Rav Mai. What would Rav say about you did your? He didn't mention it. Tashma, Amar Rav, you did the Nechalik Lishnayim. It's two words. Lefikach, you did Chol. You did is Chol. Ka is Kodesh. And Ka is Kodesh. Right? Which means he's arguing on Rav Chista. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina would be, could you erase it? Right? If it's a name, right, that's right. You're not going to erase it. According to Rav Chista, if it's one word, it doesn't have Kedushas Hashem, and then you can erase it. Right? A lot of words have Hashem's Israel. If it's not a holy word, it's not Hashem's name really, it happens to be part of someone's name, then you're allowed to erase it. Okay. Iboy Elohu, Haluka L'Rav Mai. What about Haluka? According to Rav, is that one word or two he didn't say? Toshma. To Amar Rav. Rav said, Chazina Tili Debe Chabiba. I saw the Tehillim of Chabiba. Diksiv b'hu halalu b'chad gisa, zika b'chad gisa. It had the word halalu on one line, and ka on a second line. Obviously, it's two words. And I guess he held like that. Obviously, it's two words. By the way, pligin to Rabbi Shur ben Levi. That argues on Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Don't Rabbi Shur ben Levi. My halalu ka. What does it mean, halalu ka? Halaluhu b'hilulim harbe. Praise Hashem with a lot of praises. And by the way, Upligi today, he's even arguing on himself, Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Dami Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Basar Ma'amoros, Shal Shevach, Nemar, B'Sefer Tehillim. There are 10 expressions of praise in Sefer Tehillim. I count 11. So if anyone has I count 11. 1, Nitzuach, which is Lamateach. 2, Nigun, Benagin. 3, Maskil. 4, Mizmar. 5, Shir. 6, Ashrei. 7, Tehillah. Oh, you know what? There are 10. There are 10. I made a mistake. I wrote 7 to 9. 8 is Tefillah. 9 is Hodah. And 10 is Haleluka. Gadol mikulon Haleluka shekolel shem v'shevach v'vasachas. Haleluka is the best one because it combines Hashem's name and the Shevach in one word. So why is he arguing on himself, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, with the argument? He's only arguing what it means. That the Rashi says that. Tzemach Tzedek says that. He's not arguing what it means. In both places, he agrees it's one word. Does it mean Haluhu Behilulim Raharbe? Or does it mean that Hashem and praise are wrapped up into one word? That's all he's arguing about. Okay. Oh, what? Oh, really? Oh, excellent. Okay. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Shir Shebetorah. Oz Yashir in the Torah, Moshe v'Yisrael Amruha, Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael said, B'shah sha'alu min hayam, when they came out of the yam. Now if you open a Chumash, and you open the Parashas Bishalach, you'll see that there. Halel ze mi Amru. Who made up Halel? So the, who is this? The Marsha asked, if you want to say who made up Halel, why did we introduce with the other Vard about Moshe and Oz Yashir? Why does that introduce this question? Okay, who said Halal? Who made up Halal? Right? We're going to have a six-way machlokas. Who made up Hallel? Why are you starting off with saying, and by the way, Moshe and then Seros Yashir? The answer is obvious. I would have thought, who said Hallel? Moshe Rabbeinu said Hallel. The first Nes that ever happened to Klal Yisrael was Kriyas Yam Suf, right? Or the Makos, right? You want to say that? So, of course they said Hallel, right? No, they didn't say Hallel. They said Oz Yashir. They said Oz Yashir. So who said Hallel? Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknu Lehem Yisrael Shi'i Omrim Osal Kol Perek V'Perek. The Nevi'im that are among us decided that Hallel should be said Al Kol Perek V'Perek. What does Al Kol Perek V'Perek mean? What?
Every instance.
No. Season? So the Rashbam says, what? Yontif. It's a very important point. Because we say Hallel on Yontifs that have no Nes. For example, Shmini Atzeres. There's no Nes on Shmini Atzeres. Still say Hallel. Shavuos. There's no Nes on Shavuos. It's a nice thing. I'm not belittling it. It's not a Nes. It's not always about a Nes. No, Hanukkah is about a Nes. Hanukkah is about a Nes. Hanukkah is about a Torah also. But the point is, it's not always about a Nes. It's called Perek V'Perek every Yom Tov, if you say Hallel. Whether this is a Nes, whether this is not a Nes, doesn't make a difference. V'al kol tzara v'tzara, shalo tavo alein, and every tzara that shouldn't happen. U'kishin negalin, that's a hard line. What do you mean on a tzara that shouldn't happen? You say Hallel in Auschwitz, this shouldn't be happening? Unlikely. What does that mean exactly? But, kishin negalin, omer no tzara gul asim. When you're saved, you say Hallel on the Geula. Tanya. No, Chas V'Shalom. What? Pesach. The Tears of Time was an ace, no? Sukkot is also Zechay Tears, also an ace.
Why on the Purim?
So the Gemara asks why you don't say Hallel. The Gemara has asked that question. First of all, it's not Minotaur. Second of all, the Gemara gives three answers. First of all, we still under Achashverosh. So it's not really a full ace. Yeah, it was an ace, 100%. But at the end of the day, where are we? We're still in Golis. That's one answer. The second answer the Gemara says is because it took place outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. And the Gemara says, what about Pesach?
So it's Pesach.
All right, but then we're in a nation yet. And the third answer is because the Megillah has the status of Hallel. What's the Me'iri says? If you don't have a Megillah, you should say Hallel. Right? Okay. Reb Tanya, Hayyar Meir Omer, Kol Tishbachos Ha'omros B'Sefer Tehillim, all the Shavach that's found in Tehillim, the whole Tehillim, Kulan David Amron. All of them were said by David. Now, we know that that's patently not true, but it means David, collected it. Shenemar, like it says, Kalu Tfilos David Ben Yishai. Right, this is in Tehillim Ayin Beis, which on its surface means David finished it. Al Tikri Kalu Ela Kol Elu. Right? Kol Elu. Says the Marsha, what kind of thing is that to say in the smack in the middle of Tehillim, David Melech finished Tehillim, and Ayin Beis, it goes to 150. What does that mean? Oh, by the way, David finished. So why is that in Ayin Beis? That should be number 150. It's not. So it can't mean finished. You know, a guy finished a book in the middle of the book, so it must mean all of it. So it must mean. What? Exactly, say it at the end, but it's not at the end.
It's not written in chronological order.
What? Correct.
Yours is written by person.
What?
Yours is written by person.
Well, most of it is written by David. Most of it.
Correct. But when you have
right. So the point, he's right. He's understood much as well. Some Avraham Avinu wrote some, and Adam Arishon, all these 10 people, Moshe. But the point is, David HaMelech, he compiled it, organized it, whatever he did, right? Okay, fine. And he wrote most of it. He wrote most of it.
Codified,
it's a good word. Hallel zeh mi amru. So who said Hallel? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Elazar b'ni Omer, my son tells me, my son Elazar said, Moshe v'Yisrael amru b'shasha olam en ayam. Moshe, they said it, right? So it's funny, the Yaakov says, even if Moshe came up with Hallel, certainly the parak of Beis Aharon Bitchu Bashem, they didn't say. Aharon wasn't even picked yet. They didn't say that. The rest of it, maybe they said. V'chalukin alachaverov lomer David amru. And others argued on my son. And they said, no, David said it. V'nirin devarav midivreihen. I think he, my son's right. Not just because he's my son. But I think he's right. Why? Efshe Yisrael shechatu es pitzcheyen. Is it possible that Yisrael would check Pesach v'notlu luvehen and they would check a lulav? V'lo amru shira, and they would not say shira until David HaMelech came along. Says the Gra, you see from here, that shaking a lulav by Hallel is part of the mitzvah. It's a vital component. The Gemara says this. Is it possible that they took a lulav and didn't say Hallel? You see, it's part of the mitzvah. It's not just stam, a hiddur.
It's already said that when they were shechting the Korban, the Levim was saying Hallel in the Beis HaMikdash.
Correct, but he's saying even in the Midbar they did that? Let's say not in the Midbar. Even before David HaMelech was born? Is it possible that they shechted the Korban, took a lulav and didn't say Hallel? Obviously, it's older than David HaMelech. Interesting. So the Gemara says, you see halacha from here. It's part of the mitzvah. Right? People always try to shake a lulav, but they don't take it to, okay, I don't have one, I give it to my kid, I give it to my brother-in-law.
Where does it say that they did the lulav before the Beis HaMikdash?
That's what the Gemara said. Is it possible that they did and didn't have it? So no. It must be that David HaMelech did not write to Hallel. It's older than David HaMelech. It must be. Must be pshat, right? Davar acher or another pshat. It must be it's older. Why? Because. Why?
Could have been that they did in the Beis HaMikdash time. That's what they could have done in the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't mean the Mishkan did it.
Right. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Is it possible that they shook a lulav in the Mishkan and they didn't have Hallel with them? Is that possible? Impossible. Is it possible Yeshua ben Nun shook a lulav and didn't have impossible?
Things that were done in the Mishkan that were not done in the Beis Mishkan and vice versa.
I understand. I know. So that the gross is exactly the point. We're just driving home how integral it must be. It's old. That's all. Davrach, another pshat. That what? That pislo shalmicha omed bebechi omed bebechi. The pesal micha was standing. Either this means the name of a place, or it means that it was a thing that you should cry about. Anyway, if you spell Omim Hallel, and the Jews would say Hallel, and it says in there the klala for those that are botchim be'elilim, right? It says Kemohem Yosem Kol Shabbatech Behem, right? And during the days of David, when people believed in this, we're going to say that now. We believe in this micha, but we're going to go run and say Hallel. Unlikely, says the Gemara. Unlikely that they would go do that. So it must be it's older than David. Okay. Next. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol shiros v'sishbachos sh'amar David b'sefer Tehillim. Every shira. Rabbi Elezer Omer k'negan atzman Omer. He said it regarding himself. David said it regarding himself. Rabbi Yoshua Omer k'negan tzibur Omer. No, he said it regarding the tzibur. Well, Yeshman can negate Tzibur, Yeshman can negate Atzmon. It's not so simple. There are some for the Tzibur and some for himself. You have to go see. Harmoth Blosh and Yachid can negate Atzmo. If it's in singular, it's said about himself. Harmoth Blosh and Rabim can negate Tzibur. Now, more, this is just mystical Gemara. Nitzach, any Lashon of Lamatea or Nigun, Lashid Lavo, is about the future. Maskil, Aliyadei Torgamin. Maskil was originally learned or sung through an interpreter. L'David Mizmar, if it says L'David before the word Mizmar, Malamed Shesharza Olav Shechina, first he got the Shechina, V'yachakach Omar Shira, then he said the Shira. First he's David, then he got Shechina, then Mizmar. Mizmar L'David, if it's the other way around, Malamed Omar Shira, first he said the Shira, V'yachakach Shoras Olav Shechina, then the Shechina came on him. What the Nafka Mina is, I have no idea. Malami, but you learn from here, she'ain shechina shora, that the shechina does not rest, lo mitoch atzlus, not from laziness, lo mitoch atzlus, not from sadness, lo mitoch schok, not from laughter, lo mitoch kalas rosh, not from levity, lo mitoch dvar metelim, not from nonsense, el mitoch dvar simcha shal mitzvah. Simcha of mitzvah. Why? Why does it have to be that way? Why won't the shechina rest on anyone other than that person? So the Maharal says, because the shechina only rests on shlemus, and the only true shlemus in the world is a simcha shal mitzvah.
What was the mitzvah here?
What? No, it's simcha of avodas Hashem. Shenamer, like it says, v'ata kuli menagen. Who said this? This is what's said by Elisha, right? Go get me the instruments while you menagen, ki menagen v'tiolav yad Hashem, right? And then I'll be able to I'll get in the mood. I'll have simcha shal mitzvah, and then I can get in the mood to be an avi. Amar v'yuda, amar rav v'chein l'dvar halacha. So too, if you want to paskin, the best way to paskin is when you have simcha shal mitzvah inside you. Not in the press, and you're not joking around. Amar Rav Nachman v'chem chalom tov. You want to get a good dream at night? not to wake up in a cold sweat. Also, Simcha Shal Mitzvah puts you, you'll get a good dream. Any, is that true? From Rav Gidla Marav, Kol Tava Chacham Yoshev Nerabo, if Tava Chacham sitting by his Rebbe, Vein Shvasav, Node Fozmar, and his lips are not dripping bitterness. Tichmuna, he'll get burned. In other words, you can't joke around. You can't have Simcha Shal Mitzvah, you can't have any Simcha. Shenemar, like it says, Sif Sosav, Shoshanim, it's a funny pasuk, it's in Shir Shirim. His lips, Shoshanim, are like roses. Shouldn't it say, Kishoshanim? His lips are like roses. It's a funny pasuk. Tifsosav, Shoshanim. His lips, roses. Notvos mor over, are pouring forth fragrances. Al tikri Shoshanim. Don't read it Shoshanim. Ella Shoshanim. That they're learning. Your lips are learning. Al tikri mor. Don't read it fragrance over. Ella mar over. Bitterness. Meaning, when you're learning, you should have bitterness. Meaning, you can't joke around. So, lo kasha, tanakasha, ha barava, ha talmida. The Rebbe can be a little bit more besimcha, not the Talmud. That's the first answer. Iba yzei mahava ha barava, they're both rabba. Velo kasha, ha mekame de pasach, ha labasa de pasach. One's when you start learning, and one's when you're already learning. Ki ha, the famous Gemara, ka de rabba mekame de pasach l'rabbanan, when rabba would start learning, amar milsa bedidichusa. He would say a little bit of a joke, ubadchu rabbanan, and get the Brabanan all excited, Ulbasov Yosef Be'ema Upasach Shmaitza. Then he would sit in Ema and begin learning. The Bnei Yeshua says it doesn't mean he told some joke, you know, a rabbi and a priest walk into a bar. It wasn't like that. It's not what it was. What he did was, he said maybe he's, the Bnei Yeshua says, maybe he said a shita that we don't hold like. You know, some whacked out shita that we don't hold like. And everybody, ooh, that's so interesting. Or maybe he said some agarata. He said some fantastic story. Something that you would not normally hear to get them excited. Right? That's what it was. Okay. What? Yeah. I don't start with a joke, but sometimes I start with a shito or something or a cutesy vart, right? Just to get a little flavor. Tanar Abanan, back to the story. Halal Zemi Amar, who said halal? Rabbi Elazar Amar, Moshe V'Yisrael Amruhu. Moshe V'Yisrael said it, B'shah She'amdu Alayam. Heim Amru, Lolanu Hashem, Lolanu. If not for you, Hashem, not right. Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh for Amru Lahem, Lamani, Lamani, Yetzeh. I'm doing it for me. Lolanu says, don't do it for us. Do it for yourself, Hashem. Right? We always say that. We say, Zachrenu L'chaim. Melech Hafetz B'chaim. Laman Cha. For your sake. What does that mean for your sake? What does that mean for your sake? For the Papash, right? We say it every year. What does that mean? Do it for you. Laman Shmo B'Ava. We say in the first Bracha Shmona Esrei. Do it for your sake. What does that mean? What? So I always thought a different part. I always thought like this. Hashem, you picked us to be the Jewish nation. If you treat us horrible, how does it reflect on you? How does it reflect on you? That's the Jew, that's the chosen nation. Look at them. So do it for your sake. Sorry, always want to shock. You hear? Do it for your sake. Yeah, the Jewish nation is an exalted people. It makes a lot of sense. They walk around thinking they're the chosen nation. Look at them. They're so downtrodden. They're so persecuted. So do it for your sake, Hashem. That's all I thought it was. Save us for your sake. What, are you going to take us out of Mitzrayim and then drown us? Then we're going to look. What did they take him out for? Do it for your sake.
Is that what Moshe told Hashem?
Then everyone's going to say, look at you. Yeah. Exactly. But his tzatzos are not wrong. That we have no merit. The only thing we have is to go and Hashem, beg Hashem. Yeah. They're both true. Whatever floats your boat. Whatever gets you inspired. 100%. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yeshua v'Yisrael Amru b'shasha Amdu Alein Malchei Kanan, Heim Amru Lo Lanu, Umeshiva, and Hashem into the back, yeah, I'll do it for my sake. Roz HaMadoi Omer, Devor Ubarak Amru, Devor and Barak Sadeh b'shasha Amad Aleim Sisra, Heim Amru Lo Lanu, Baruch HaKudosh Meshiva Omer, Eslehem Lamani Eseh. Good. Other than Isaiah Omer, Chizkia v'Siyato Amru, Chizkia and his Chavra Sadeh, b'shasha Amad Aleim Sancheriv, when Sancheriv was on top of them, Heim Amru Lo Lanu, Umeshiva, and then they were answered. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chanani Mishal Vazai Amduhu Amru Bishasha Amar Alem Nevuchadnezzar Arasha Heim Amru Lolanu Meshiva. Rosek Lili Omer Mordechai the Esther Amru Bishasha Amar Alem Haman Arasha Heim Amru Lolanu Umeshiva. Just the Malbim point out Hananya, Mishal, Azariah, Mordechai, and Esther and Chizkiyahu all lived after David HaMelech. Right? Now how could they have what? Way after. So it doesn't make any sense. They came up with Halal and not David HaMelech? If they lived before David HaMelech, okay, we don't know who did it. Afterwards, so the Malbim has a very interesting shot that
That's what they said.
No. He said that Tehillim was not. It might have been codified, but it wasn't like put part of the canon till later. So they're the ones that it's okay. These are going to be in, and these are going to be out.
You don't know what.
Right, so.
Correct. His biggest flaw was he didn't say Shira after the white Mashiach.
Is that what it was? So he didn't want to have children?
No, we'll see. He didn't thank Hashem, right? Mashiach could have come
there. I don't know. V'cham omrim, Nevi'im Shebineim, Tiknu Lehem Yisrael omrim Shira, Otsa, I'll call Parak for Parak, every Yontif, I'll call Tzar for Tzar, Shal Tavo Lehem Yisrael, Ukashinagol omru Osem al Gulasem. And when there's a Gula, you say it on the Gula. Okay, so for the next Gemara, I need this.
Have
two
in the
back? Yeah. No. Okay. Here we go. Only for one piece. Okay. Now, Armor of Chista. Haluka besof pirka. The word haluka at the end of a parak of Tehillim. Rabbi Barhuna Amar haluka b'resh pirka. It's a machlokas between Rav Chista and Rabba, whether the word haluka is the last word of one parak or the first word of the next parak. It's a machlokas. They didn't know. Amr of Chista, Chazina lehu latili debay Rav Chanan, I saw the Tehillim of Rav Chanan, Bei Rab, the kasha of behalu beemsa. It's in the middle. You know why? Pirka, in the middle. Alma, mesapkal. He didn't know. He either didn't know. So he put it in the middle, like in between both. Amr of Chanan bar Rava, even though that's true, they have a machlokas about the word Haluka, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees that, one second, even though there might be a machlokas in general, the following psukim, there's no machlokas. Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, Vivarech Kalbos Hashem Kachar Lom Voed, Vanachna Nivarech Yom Yatav Yad Olam, that's the end of the perek. The word Haluka is the beginning of the next. Everyone agrees to that. Haluka basrei reish pirka. The last word haluka is really the first word of the next kapitel. Nobody argues on that. Next. Next is kapitel kuf yud beis. Right? So kuf yud beis says, resha yire v'kas shinav, resha v'yire v'kas shinav, which is kuf yud beis, Yachik v'namas tavas reshoim tovei. That's the end of Kuf Yud Beis. Haluka debasrei reish pirka. The next word is Kuf Yud Gimel. Right? Which, by the way, is the first parak of Halal. Okay? Next. Next is Kuf Lamed Hei. Okay? Next. You'll see why in a minute why I'm doing it inside. Kuf Lamed Hei. Sha'om dim beis Hashem. Sha'omdim beveis Hashem. Haluka debasrei reish pirka. Says Tosfos, one second. Kuf lamed hei starts off like this. Everyone knows this one because you say it on Shabbos. Haluka, halu Hashem Hashem, halu avde Hashem, sh'omdim beveis Hashem, bechatzros beis Elokeinu. Sh'omdim beveis Hashem. See the pasuk there, and see the Gemara's pasuk. The Gemara puts the pasuk. Every other Tehillim, the Gemara quoted the last word of the Perek. Here, the Gemara quotes the second word of the Perek, and then the second pasuk of the Perek, and the third pasuk starts with the word Haluka. Says Tosafot, what did the Gemara say? This Perek is really only two pasukim, and then the third pasuk starts off with the word haluka, because we end kuf lamed hey, we end it with the word baruch Hashem mitzion shechein Yerushalayim haluka. Says Tosafos, what's going on here? It's a very difficult Gemara. Tosafos wants to suggest that yes, this parak is really two psukim. It's a two pasuk parak, and then the Gemara is saying, and the next word haluka is the next parak. Now we don't hold like that at all. Not having held like that, what does the Gemara mean? Why did the Gemara stop after two psukim? It's a very good question. Every other one, the Gemara quoted the last pasuk, and the next word haluka is really the next parak. Again, no one had sederim in those days, So you can daven Asher your whole life. Asher, Asher, Haluka, you don't know where it stops even. Right? You don't even know where it stops. So those two, the Gemara...
We get confused because our Asher is not in one...
Correct. It's Pesukim taken from all over.
Exactly.
Right, but now, what about this?
One beginning.
Correct.
Different. Valley, and one at the end.
Correct. Correct. So this one, Haluka. This one, Kuf Lamed Hey. After two Pesukim, the Gemara says, and the next word is Haluka. Not from the previous, the next. Says Tosafot, what do you mean? It's a two pasuk parak. It could be there are other. The one right before is two pasukim. Kuf Lamed Daled is only two pasukim. It would be funny because we don't hold like that. So if we don't hold like that, what do you do with this Gemara? I don't know. Just raising it as a, I don't know. Anyway, now by the way, there are Kromosif and Afes Elu. There are other pasukim that everyone agreed to also. Manchil Baderach Yeshdal Ken Yarim Rosh Haluk at the Basri Reish Pirka. The next one Haluk at the next parak. Reshit Chacham Yeres Hashem Seichel Tov L'Chol Seihem Haluka De Basrei Resh Pirka. The next pasuk is Haluka. The next pasuk, that's the next perek. Name a Kitanoi. There's actually a Machlokas Tanoim. Why? Ad Heichon Hu Omer. What do you say? So we know that at the Seder we say part of Hallel before Hallel, right? We say part of Hallel in Magid. What do you say? So Machlokas Beshami Beis Hillel. Beshami Omer Ad Eir Abadim Smecha. What's Eir Abadim Smecha? The first perek. Second parak. How did they phrase it? They phrase it as the last pasuk of the first parak and the last pasuk of the second parak. Vatanya idach ad hechon hu omer beishami omer b'teis b'shol mivritoyim. Beishami says till b'teis Yisrael. V'tehil omer ad lo lanu l'ashem lo lanu. Now, two versions that say the exact same thing. What does beishami hold? The last pasuk, or up to the first pasuk of the second. What are they arguing about? And Basil says the first two and the my lab hakim. What are they arguing about? Lamanda Amar ad ema b'adam smecha. If he said the words ad ema b'adam smecha, savra haluka reish pirka. Halul is the first word of the next. That's why he said it like that. And according to this, the Rashbam points out, Beis Hillel, there was no reason to say it like that, but he said it to keep the pattern. Umanda Amar ad b'teis Yisrael, savar haluka sof pirka. Nah. According to the one who said, he said B'seis Yisrael, that Haluka is the end of the first parak. No. Kuli Alma Savri Haluka Sofer. Everyone holds Haluka is the end of the parak. Man Damar B'seis Yisrael Shaper. So if you say B'seis Yisrael, that makes sense. Well, Man Damar Ad Eobad and Smecha, Ad V'Klal. Ad V'Klal. Right? Because the last word of that, the last word of there, starts off with the word Haluka. The last word is Haluka of the first parak of Hallel. So the name of Ad Haluka, so why don't you say that? V'chi tema de lo yadan and hi Haluka. I don't know which Haluka, because there are many Halukas in Hallel. Name us and say Haluka shall eim barim smecha. Akasha, that's a good kasha. V'rava v'aracha hun matar tzatayimei. No, the kula yalma Haluka reish pirka. Really, Haluka is the beginning of the parak. Man da'ama eim barim smecha shaper. So if you hold eim barim smecha, it's good. I said stop by the words eim barim smecha. Because they hold that Petzeis Yisrael starts off really with the word Haluka. Man da'amar ad eil banam smecha shaper. So if you hold it, eil banam smecha is good. Man da'amar ad Petzeis Yisrael. Tzavar ad v'lo ad b'chlal. That's why he said it like that. So if a name ad Haluka, so why didn't he say it? V'chitem v'lo yadan ad Haluka. Name ad Haluka shaper Petzeis Yisrael. Kasha, you're right, it's a kasha. Okay, it's a good kasha. Okay, next. V'chosem b'geula. Amar Rava. Kriyashma. Halel. Go'al Yisrael. In past tense. Silusa, but in davening we say Goel Yisrael in future tense. Why? My taima, derachamininu. Because when you're davening, it makes more sense. I'm davening, so I'm davening for the future geula. When I say Hallel, I'm talking about the past shevach. The past, you did save us. Amar Abzera, the kiddusha in kiddush, asher kiddushan b'mitzvosa b'tzivanu. The silusa, when we say in davening, we say kachenu b'mitzvosa in the present tense. My taima, derachamininu, because we're davening. Amr of Acha Bar Yaakov, Betzarok Shiyazki Yitzhiyat Sosayim B'Kiddush Hayom. You have to mention in Yitzhiyat Sosayim Kiddush. In Kiddush, you have to mention Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. Why on earth do I have to do that? Why? We do it because of this Gemara, but why? It says the Gemara, it's Xer Shava. Xiv Hacha Levant Hizkar Yitzhiyom. Uxiv Hasam Zachar Yitzhiyom Shava Zakacho. It's Xer Shava. You ever wonder, why is it in Kiddush? What does Kiddush have to do with Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim? What is Shabbos has to do with his, nothing, it has nothing to do with each other. Right? Want to do that? What does it have to do with each other? Shabbos is about creation of the world, and Tzitzis Mitzrayim is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Look at the top Tosfos. Correct. But, right, so look at the top Tosfos. Listen to this Tosfos. If you've never seen this Tosfos, it's a keeper. Lekach kavu zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. That's why you say zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. Why? Zereshav. V'shamati meha, I think it's a red, it's a medrash. Sheyesh medrash. Levisha b'mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, avdu behem b'Yisrael b'parach. We work b'parach. What's parach? Parach ba'ad bash. Parach in ad bash is the letters vav gimel lamed. Vav gimel lamed is gematria 39. Sheheim malachos arboim chasarachas. In Mitzrayim, we worked the 39 malachos. V'kavu. And when we got out of there, his hiram al hashabis lishbos me oso lamed tes malachos. You hear that?
I thought it was malachos and mishkan.
That's what I thought too. Says Tosas and Medrash out there that the malachos are connected to the work of Mitzrayim. Therefore, when you got out, don't do those malachos.
What he means is that in Mitzrayim they were obligated, they had to do this 39 malachos.
Correct,
malachos.
Correct.
They were forced to do.
Correct.
So what happened that they...
No, in general. So therefore, when you make Kiddush, and you make Kaddish to Shabbos, don't forget that in Mitzrayim you did malachos.
And they
had to do 40
malachos, just correct.
Correct.
No, it doesn't say that. Maybe they did more, but they did the 39 that included...
It's not halachic, it's just fascinating.
What? Because those are the melachos.
Okay, we got to finish. Amar Rabba Bar Shila. Ditzlusa Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. When we daven, we say the words Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Daftarta. When we say Haftorah, we say Magin David. What's the difference? Right? Because when you're davening, you actually want the Mashiach to come. Haftorah brachas, which is brachas. So you say a different lashon. Where am I? Vasisi lecha Hashem gadol k'shem agdolim. Tanu Rabbi Yosef zeh she'omer magid David. Fine. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Lakish. Listen to this. That's called a gadol. This is last week's parsha. I'll make you a great nation. Zeh she'omerim elokei Avraham. Vavarchecha zeh she'omer elokei Yitzchak. Vagadol shemecha zeh she'omer elokei Yaakov. Right. So what we say in Shimon Esrei. Yachli yichosim bekulan. I would think you end off with all of them. Tamad lama v'yehei bracha. B'chachosmin ve'ein chosim bekulan. You end off with Avraham. You don't end off with anybody else. Right? If you only hear this Vart, it's worth it to come just to hear this following Vart. Said by the Divrei Yisrael. It's one of the Rebbes. It says like this. Somebody could say, I learned Torah. You know, I learned Torah. You open up these Sfarim, you open up a Akiva Eger. You open up a Rambam. Look at the, I learned Torah. Who are we kidding? Who are we kidding? Right? We learn 100%. It's on the same, the Yerida is obvious. Think of Davin. People used to daven sha'achas before davening. Sha'achas, we daven. The yirida is obvious. When it comes to chesed, there's no yirida. The chesed that we do, just as great as any gadol that lives 100 years ago or 1,000, there's no difference. B'cha chosmen, when the end of time comes and Hashem's looking around, what's going to be this chus that we're going to finally end this galus? It's going to be Abraham's trait of chesed. You hear that? Amazing word, no? That's what it's going to be. It's going to be chesed. Right? And if you look around, it's all true. Davening's not the same. Learning's not. Nothing's the same. Chesed? It's the same. It's even, maybe even better. Right? People that you never think step up to the plate. Okay. Amar Rava. Ashkechisa l'savi de Pumpadisa. I saw the elders of Pumpadisa, the Yasim and the Amri. They said like this. B'shabsa on Shabbos. Bein b'chilusa. Bein b'kiddusha. Whether it's in davening or kiddush, mekadosh haShabbos. The end of the bracha, Makadosh HaShabbos. B'yom Tov, on Yontif, Bein Tzilusa, Bein B'Kiddush, whether it's in Davening or Kiddush, Makadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Because we determine what Yontif is. V'aminalu, but I said, no. Ana, me, Adav, just opposite. Tzilusa, during Davening, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yom Tov, Makadosh Yisrael. I said that lashon. B'Kiddush, the Shabbos, but on Shabbos, in Kiddush, Makadosh HaShabbos, B'Yom Tov, Makadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. I'm going to explain me and I'm going to explain you. Time of didku, Shabbat. The reason why you said your pshat. Shabbos tikviyav kaima. Shabbos every week. Bein tzilusa, bein bekutsha, mekadosh Shabbos. So no matter what you say, mekadosh Shabbos. Yontif, The Yisrael who dekvile the mekaavri yachiv vekavai l'shani. They make months bigger and years. They're busy with that. So therefore they say mekadosh Yisrael v'asmanim. Therefore they say mekadosh Yisrael v'asmanim. Time of didi. My reason is as follows. Tzilusa de barabim and davening is a barabim, right? It's your mekadosh Yisrael. Kiddush, which is biyachid, you say kiddush in your house, right? It's your mekadosh b'shabbos, even min shabbos mekadosh shabbos. Beyond the mekadosh Yisrael v'asmanim. Says the Gemara, "V'lohi tzlusa biyachid milesa." What, you guy can't daven in his house? Not supposed to, but what if he did? And what, the kiddush barav and milesa? There's no kiddush in public. Can I answer with that? So v'rava savar. Well, zil baser ikker. Well, most of the time you don't daven at home, and most of the time you don't make kiddush in public. But most of the time, it's a reason, right? Rove. Anyway, ula bar nachis came to Rava. Ula bar nachis was by Rava. Amar savik into pumpadisa. And he davened like the way they said against him. He didn't say boo. Alma, what do you see? Alma, hader be Rava. Rava retracted his shita. Rav Nassan avu de Rav Huna bre de Rav Nassan nachis kame de Rav Papa. Amar kasavi de pumpadisa. He davened like them. V'shabche Rav Papa. And Rav Papa said, oh, that's the way to do it. He praised them. Amar Ravina, I'm not ikul l'sura. I went to sura kame de Rav Meimar. V'nachis kame shlucha de tibura. And they asked someone to daven for the Amid. Amar kasavi de pumpadisa. And he davened like them, like the Savi Pumpadisa, the Have Mishtaki like Kuli Alma. And everybody was quieting him down. Why? Because they held like Rava. Amalahu, Shafkuhu, let them leave it alone already. Hilchas HaKasavi de Pumpadisa. Now this is how we paskin. Follow Have Mishtak Kule. And they no longer quieted them down. Okay, you know, we'll do the Mishnah. We'll try to get to the end of the page because we have a lot of daf tomorrow. Mazgulo Klo Shlishi. They pour the third cup. Mavarech Olav. Al Mizono, and then you bench. Ravi, the fourth cup. Gomer Olav is a Hallel. And Hallel. The Omer Olav Birchas Hashir. And you say Birchas Hashir. What's Birchas Hashir? See tomorrow what that is. Ben Kosos Halalu. In between, by the way, there's no mention of the fifth cup. No mention. Ben Kosos Halalu. In between the first and second cups. Imratu Lishdos Yishta. Ben Shlish and Ravi, Lo Yishta. So the third and the fourth, you should not drink. Right. Why not? It's not so simple, why not? And he says over here, you shouldn't drink because you might get drunk. Not that you get, it looks like you're adding on cough. Because you might get, so it says.
You can drink
one. Berchas HaMazim requires a kos. Always. We had that discussion already. You see from here, it's very simple. Amalei, no, not necessarily true. Arba'a kosi, tikne rabban, and derech eros. No, Pesach night it requires a kos. Why? Because they made four cups. Kol chad v'chad navi be mitzvah. Each one do a mitzvah. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's a chiyuv all the time. Pesach night it's a chiyuv, even if you're alone. Even if you don't have a mezumah. By yourself, you still have to drink a cup by kiddush. By benching. Right, Ravi, gom alav as a halel, v'om alav birchas hashir. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. My birchas hashir. Fascinating tomorrow. All right, we'll see everyone then. Have a good day.